Okay. On the count of three, all together. One, two, three. What do you guys?
You didn't preface.
You guys didn't get the corporate email?
No corporate email. Oh, I don't.
Don't check that stuff. Like,
my memo box is full.
Email, okay. I was just saying, have you seen my email notifications I have on my phone?
My memo box is full right now.
Like 9999 plus.
Yeah, you know, you're working with a couple of slackers here,
fucking coworkers, man. Exactly. I tell you,
assholes.
On the count of three, we all yell, "Happy 1 year anniversary!"
Oh, I thought we were gonna say "Happy asbestos in the air," just because why not?
We could do that.
But I don't think it fits.
It's not fitting for the occasion, but we could do it for funsies. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, anymore. I don't either. I'm now I don't know what we're doing.
Now you just said funsies. I'm like,
one, two, three.
Happy Christmas! Oh, wrong one.
Okay, you're fired.
Third time's a charm, I think.
Okay. One, two, three.
Happy anniversary!
Oh, fucking hell, I quit.
I'm done.
You're gonna die.
Give me one second, because I still have tears in my eyes.
He's dying inside.
You have a grumpy face by default.
Man, I don't even live here.
Did I remember my keys, or am I just stupid?
Oh, I don't like how this is going.
I think it's a for dummies.
God, I smell dog shit.
Fuck.
We did it. We did it.
1 year.
Welcome to the Absurdity Podcast. If you couldn't tell of where we got our name, you just figured it out.
It's absurd.
Me.
Everything's absurd in this fucking show.
I'd say absurd might even be putting it lightly.
Mild. Yeah. Yeah. That's a little mild. We should be like outrageous-y.
Yeah, we should the outrageous-y like podcast.
No. It doesn't flow. It doesn't flow.
It's not a real word.
So, yeah. Anyway, welcome to the show. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. That went out of order, but I don't care. Absurdity69. Boom. Follow us, subscribe on the YouTube at Absurd Entertainment. Get the Patreon.
Yeah,
$1 a month.
Uno dollaro.
100 pennies.
Subscribe on everything. Month. Share with your friends, because the only way we grow is for you to spread our wings.
That's also the only way that you can keep your kneecaps.
I mean, I don't.
Tell your friends.
I don't necessarily feel comfortable like threatening our listeners, but that's just something you want to do. Then I guess, I mean, I can't, you're your own person. You're an individual.
It's very
you have
true.
Freedoms. Mm-hmm. Welcome to America. I'm Cameron.
Put on your mask.
So I actually learned an interesting fact today.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
Bacon is 79% fat.
Yeah.
And almost completely comprised of salt. Mm-hmm. Super salty.
Oh yeah.
I also found out today that me and bacon have a lot in common.
Yeah.
79% fat,
yeah.
And full. Very salty.
Salty man. Salty man. Just angry at the world. Yep. I feel it. It's okay. I get it. What's up, guys? DK here. And this week's fun fact is for those millennials out there. It's a little bit of not a fun fact, but.
No.
What'd they do this
time? Yeah. So this is going to crush your little childhood heart, if you didn't know. Because I didn't know up until I saw this. Judith Barcy, who played Ducky in Land Before Time, and Anne Marie in All Dogs Go to Heaven, was shot and killed by her abusive father at the age of 10 years old.
What?
Oh, I thought it was at the age of 8. Okay.
Yeah.
I already knew this one. Yeah.
Yeah. Had no idea about
that. It's really sad because like when you go back, you listen to her voice, you're like, oh.
Anne Marie was the actual like human girl in All Dogs Go to Heaven. Okay.
Yep.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that movie in so long.
Yeah.
And her dad killed her.
No. Yeah. I mean, Land Before Time was like a staple in my childhood.
Now, did he die?
Her father then murdered Judith's mother, doused their bodies with gasoline, and set them on fire. He then shot himself in the head.
Oh, coward.
Yep.
What a coward.
Pussy. This one hurts.
Oh, no.
Judith's gravestone reads, yep.
Aww.
Which is a quote from
Ducky.
From Ducky.
Oh.
But yeah, that's
fun
sad. On to you, Jake.
Hey, guys. It's Jake here.
Can you bring up the mood?
Yeah, come on.
A little sad. Did you know that when the moon is directly overhead of you, you weigh a little less?
I understand that theoretically. I've never stepped on a scale.
The only thing I knew is that when the moon hits the sky like a big pizza, it's amore.
It's amore.
It's DiGiorno, actually.
Well, it's not delivery. Delivery.
It's not delivery. Definitely not delivery.
Oh, whoa, what a weird, that was a weird circle. Yeah, we actually got that done fast, and that's really strange.
Yeah, it's the first time we were on the spot with it today, guys. Yeah,
well, now I feel uncomfortable.
I don't know what to do. Show's over. I don't know where to go from here.
Yeah.
Now I'm thinking of that dead little girl on him, so.
I'm thinking of pizza.
Pizza. Going with pizza.
Yeah.
A little hungry at this point.
Yeah, I had pizza Thursday night.
Nice.
It was Tony's pizza, but I mean, pizza.
Better than Tombstone.
Pizza. Yeah.
Better than Tombstone.
Yeah.
I hate Tombstone pizza. Not about it.
But it's no DiGiorno.
And even DiGiorno, as I've gotten older, I feel like the crust doesn't have any flavor.
It doesn't.
It's just like.
It doesn't at all.
Murphy's.
It's like you might as well just go with no crust at this point.
Just
like,
give me the toppings. Like,
Tony's is fine because the crust is so small.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about it.
It's like perfect.
Yeah.
And it's better than the Totino's where it literally has no crust and you just get pizza sauce all over your fingers.
It's a bad time.
It's just not good.
Because that stuff's hot.
Yeah.
It'll burn
so
you.
So Tony's is the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
And they make those in the squares now. So they don't fit. Not Tony's, but Totino's.
Uh-huh.
They make them in like rectangles.
Yeah.
So like now they don't fit on a plate.
But they do fit in the box adequately.
They do.
Yeah.
They're technically giving you more pizza.
Yeah, but it doesn't fit on my plate.
Depends on how you cut it.
I don't
fit the whole pizza on the plate. Yeah. Well,
those things are this big. Like you eat a whole pizza if you get a Totino's pizza.
Well, I'm an animal. And whenever I do a Totino's pizza or a Tony's pizza, any
you just fold it like a taco?
No. The cardboard box that it came in, that is my plate. Yeah. And then I really don't even cut it up. I just eat the whole thing. I work in a circular motion around the outside. Just turn.
I used to do that too.
Yeah, it's good time. Bachelor life. Yeah.
That was my bachelor life.
Yeah.
I would just
sad pizza.
Just sit there and eat it while watching some TV show because I had nothing better to do with my life.
Exactly. Drink a beer.
Yeah.
Watch Chappelle's
show. At that point, it was whiskey and Pepsi.
Show. Whiskey and Pepsi.
It was two whiskey and Pepsis every night.
Uh-huh.
That's seven nights
times.
A week.
That's a sad time.
And a lot of Totino's pizzas and pizza rolls. Like that was my diet.
That was, hey, man.
You know what's crazy is, though, that was like my one, like in adulthood, my thinnest moments.
Because you still had a metabolism.
I mean, it was like, I want to say it was about 5-6 years ago. So I was 26.
Yeah. Metabolism crashes fast.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, speak for yourselves. Mine's gone the opposite direction.
Mine crashed at like 19. And I've just been working for it since.
Nah, I just gave up.
Damn. That's sad.
I figured I'd keep with the mood of the
intro.
I've just given up.
And now my brain is back to sad again.
I was starting to feel good. Now I'm surprisingly depressed.
Welcome to my life.
I've just accepted the fact that I look like a busted can of biscuits.
Hey, man, if that's what you want to
think. With a beard.
I mean, now I'm going to have to start saying Simple Plan.
Welcome to my life. Anyways,
canceled.
Run away?
DK, how was your week? Let's move this train
let's
along.
Let's get this train down the tracks, so to speak. This week, man, I don't really feel. I mean, it was a good week.
Depression.
No, I really didn't feel depressed this week. I didn't really feel bad. It was just go to work, come home, do what you need to do, wake up, go to work. And then this weekend. It didn't even feel like days off because
you had to see us. So.
No, I mean, that is work on the emotional front. Don't get me wrong, but
it's very fair.
It's a mental wear down.
Yeah, it's that mental tire.
I felt it too.
But no, like this
it's
weekend,
a moral quandary.
You know, did some helped over here with the floor remod a bit, but also Sunday I just had to do so much yard work, just cleaning up trees and everything before fall comes or before winter actually hits that. And, you know, it's getting so dark so early, so it's just like, but that's just the lame stuff. But so last Friday, it was a great day. Friday was a great day. Let's put it that way.
It's good.
I had a good Friday too.
Yeah. I mean, it was a great Friday. My very favorite band released their first album in the past 5 years now, because, you know, COVID has been plaguing the earth. Hootie and the Blowfish is back together. Darius Rutger quit his country career.
It's true. It's very sad. Very sad. But no, he was doing good.
Every Time I Die released their new album, Radical. If you are a hardcore, metalcore, like yelling, like chugging, highly, highly recommend it. Very, very big fan. The boys cease to disappoint, and it's hard. I think this is like their 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, ninth album that these guys have put out. And they're still doing it. They're still doing it just the way that they've been doing it all along. And that's what I do appreciate about them very, very much. Yeah. I had to throw that extra one in there just
to make sure.
Yeah. And also Friday night went and saw the fantastic piece of science fiction.
Dune.
And honestly, we could turn this into a Dune cast, and I could talk about that for the next
Dune cast.
Rude Duners.
My
God. It was so good. It was, I mean, as a fan of the Frank Herbert, book that was the, driving point behind this movie, there were parts that, didn't quite add up, but that's always with any movie, book to film. But yeah. I think overall, it was a fantastic film, and while they only made this movie as a part one, I think with the numbers that it did and how great it did this weekend, part two will be out within the next couple of years, and I'm very, very, very excited. But yeah, that was pretty much my week. Yeah, just a week of entertainment and nothingness.
Jake?
When it comes to my work week was relatively the same.
I wasn't asking how your week was. I just said your name.
Absolutely.
He is Jake.
I am debatable.
Now, how was your week?
Absolutely.
Let me finish. Y'all, let me finish the question. Absolutely. Just interrupt me.
I don't need your questions. Rude. I don't like your questions. But yeah, my work week was, stereotypical work week of just, going to work, working, going home.
Oh,
all the way until when we got together on Saturday and,
it was more work.
Yeah.
Actually, I feel like you missed out on all the work.
And, he did. Well, in fairness, I got home after work the day before and ended up crashing for 12 hours unwillingly.
Happens.
It was not in my control of how long I slept. But
I was even nice enough to save him a donut because I thought he was going to be there in the morning. For naught.
I really expected him to be here when I got here. I expected you guys to be sweaty and shining and all worked out.
No, instead I was sweaty and in my bed because for some reason I've been having bad night sweats.
It's because it's really fucking humid outside right now. I've been having the same issue. Haven't been having a fever, but definitely wake up and I'm just
my tracker's been telling me that I've had an increased heart rate throughout my entire sleep for the last couple of weeks.
Cut back the caffeine, dog.
I need to cut back the caffeine. Yeah.
Stop drinking caffeine after noon.
And the nicotine.
Nicotine's
it's not fine.
It's not fine.
It's not fine.
I mean, it is a stimulant, the same as caffeine. But I mean, I'd say stop drinking caffeine about noon if you can. That would help out immensely.
That's only halfway through my work day.
Yeah, exactly.
I need it.
No, you don't. At that point, you should have had enough caffeine to drive you through. Get you just chug that water the rest of the day. Because, and then you'll start falling asleep a little bit better because that's one thing. I don't drink.
I'm very bad with caffeine.
I can't drink caffeine past noon. Drink a Red Bull on the way over here. And I was on the way over here at 5 o'clock. Probably won't go to bed till 1 or 2 in the morning tonight. Now
it doesn't matter how much caffeine I drink. I sleep fine.
See, I used to be like that, but
I get to that point where I'm tired, I'm just out.
Yeah.
And I'll be out for the whole night.
Well, I also only slept for 3 hours last night, so I'm pretty sure that I'm gonna go home and just crash.
Just go to sleep.
Oh yeah, heavily. But then I have to get up at 3 a.m. again anyways. So
do it all over.
Yep.
Yeah.
I am excited for this week of work because I'm getting to do a lot of extra stuff. So it's gonna be fun. So as long as they can keep me busy, I'm happy. Today flew by for me. Everyone was miserable and I was constantly doing work. So I was sitting there, I'm oh my God, the day's already over. Then of course the second my ass hit my car seat, my entire body crash, I'm oh no,
what have we done?
Yeah, it's the thing of standing up for 11 hours is the second you sit down you're oh, I forgot I'm tired. That gets painful quickly. That's why I love my work day, but then when the act of going home is murder, and then actually getting things done once I get home feels impossible. I'm so exhausted. I'm just getting my clothes off as I'm going through the door, just like eyeballing the bed. I'm like, that's my destination.
Been there.
Mm-hmm.
Know it.
It's but, just not healthy. I need to do things. I need to get busy.
Such is life.
I say I need to get busy while I'm at work for 11 hours. I need to get busy. Not busy enough.
How about you, big guy? How was your week?
Well, you know, closed on the house literally within 24 hours. I am ripping floors
up. Yep, there you go.
My wife is ready to just start remodeling. Well, and to be fair with that is we had that little floor leak. So we already kind of had the floors torn up. Yeah. So it was like, oh, we might as well just go into it. But yeah, really should have done one room at a time. Because having one, two, three, four rooms in a hallway completely destroyed, also while trying to live in it, not fun.
Yeah, because you just got to see it every day. And you're like, yeah. Man, I'm not done yet. Yeah. I need to be done, but I'm not
and
done
And it's
yet.
Like, we have to wait till we can't even put our baseboards back on until we get the flooring put in.
Yep.
And the flooring won't be put in until maybe this weekend. Mm-hmm. And it's like, then we got to put in the baseboards. It's just
ugh. Good news. You got the paint out of the way though.
In one room.
I guess that's true.
We started in one of the kids' rooms, but it's not done yet. And the other two, we started in the biggest of the kids' rooms. Mm-hmm. So that's almost done. The other two should go by really fast. And then it's just flooring and then baseboards back on. And then we should be good to go for a little bit.
Yeah, you'll pick something else.
I mean, I know she's already got
a list.
Lists you got some things. But, yeah. But you know, we go from starting at 6. Like Saturday, we started at 6 a.m. Went until 10 o'clock at night. Sunday started at 5:30. Went until 10 o'clock last night. And it's just like my feet have never hurt so bad in my life because not only am I standing on them for what?
A lot of hours.
14, 15 hours, but I'm standing on concrete for 14, 15 hours.
Yep.
Yeah, it's painful on the feet.
But I mean, we're making progress.
Progress. It's little by little, it'll get done.
Yep. And I'm just ready to, I'm really just ready to have my living room back.
He's missing gaming, ladies and gentlemen.
Gaming, and I had to watch the football game on my phone.
Oh.
Because I had no TV to watch it on. What
kind of Neanderthal are you?
I know.
An animal, ladies.
It was horrible. But, you know, it is what it is.
It is
what it's going to make my wife happy, so.
Hey, happy wife, happy life, or whatever they say, something like that.
Yeah.
To the Muskogee Castle on Saturday.
How was that?
Oh, yeah. How was that?
It was really fun, actually.
Oh, you know what? Oh, speaking of that. My wife was like, oh, did Jake say he wanted to take you to the castle? I was like, well, Dad said he wanted me to go. And she goes, oh, you should have went.
We talked about it in front of her.
I know. I was
we
like,
really talked about it directly in front of her for like minutes.
But on the hindsight of that, like, I probably would have said no anyway because I didn't want to leave her there doing the work by herself. So.
Yeah. Also,
matter how much I want to go because I love that stuff. But
also, I mean, it was completely packed. Like,
of course, yeah. It's the weekend before Halloween.
The best part.
We're breaking the fourth wall. This is actually the day after Halloween.
The best part of it was the zombie laser tag.
I've never done that one. I usually just do the four.
Felt really good to hold an M16. Felt really good to hold an M16. Because they got real M16s from the police station and then, just put a laser sight on them. Yeah, it's nice. Felt good.
It was like, you said laser tag or was it like paintball?
Laser tag.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was going to be paintball. But it was laser tag. Still really fun.
They used to do it where you drove around in this bus and it had paintball guns mounted in the windows of the bus.
They have that in Tulsa.
They have that in Tulsa. They used to do that out there at Castle.
Yeah, it's the zombie.
I don't know how much, no matter how much I got paid, I don't know, it would be just walk around and get shot by people all day.
Well, I mean, you put extra layers on.
It's not bad.
It's not.
Walk around and get shot by people all day. Like, it just that doesn't sound fun to me.
You can chase the bus.
If the money's right, I would do it. And it doesn't
I don't think
be
they
much.
Get paid good enough to.
Pay me $12 an hour and I'll do it for a couple of nights. Just for fun.
Yeah, maybe.
Just because I get to run at people and scream at people. And
yeah. I wouldn't mind being the guys in the what's it called? The Trail of Blood?
Yeah.
Like where you're just in the woods.
We did that too. That was cool.
Yeah, those were really fun.
I've always
Did you go inside the castle?
Mm-hmm. Did you do the inside?
Yeah. Did they still have the room where it's like the, it's like a little like bridge type thing, and then the room just like spins?
I think they usually.
That was, I don't think there, I didn't it's see like, that. It didn't go, it wasn't in the part of the castle I went. We only went in one area of the castle.
Okay. Well, there's like a bridge and then the whole room's like a spiral.
I've seen
like
that.
And then like the tunnel spins. So you're like, when you're walking, you're like, oh my God, I can't get my balance.
Yeah. It's like, oh, when, what was that scope that you used as a kid?
Oh, kaleidoscope.
Yeah, it's like one of the, like walking through one of those.
Yeah.
No, that made me like, there was one time that I feel like you and me, yeah, I think it was the time that we went and I ended up like, I got so disoriented that I was like hanging on to this rail and my whole body was like, over. I'm like, I can't not do this.
I think you ended up like grabbing my shoulder to guide you through the
just it fucks with my head. We were with so the strobe lights.
And there was a room, I can't remember where it was, but there was a room that like the floor was like soft.
That's that same part. Because
I was like, I can't walk through here. Yeah, it's walking on jello.
It's because they do one side of, because they do two haunts in the castle. One is like the dungeon one, and then the other one is usually, it's all different movie, like horror movie stuff.
Yeah, I was going to say the one I went through was a bunch of references.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you should have done the other one.
Yeah.
The other one's way cooler.
But they're both fun. And then, like I said, the Trail of Blood's always great. I just like walking around and drinking hot cider and looking at all the costumes. That's one of my favorite things about the castle, is just seeing everyone there in the Halloween spirit.
A lot of single women in groups, too.
There you go.
Did you get any phone numbers?
I didn't. I didn't try.
Why?
I didn't feel like it. I was tired. He was late.
And
I was
just the night of a thousand numbers.
The night of a thousand numbers.
Yeah, the trail of blood was pretty cool. It was fun to get on the blacked out buses. Mm-hmm. And then a dude in a black morph suit just goes up and says, "Get off the bus!"
Interesting.
And I was like, "Aye, aye, Staff Sergeant."
No, they would take you out there on trailers, like hay trailers.
Yeah.
They would take you out.
Yeah.
And it was just like open. Yeah. They've changed. I mean, they've changed probably stuff.
Yeah. They have a school bus and they black out all the windows and everything. And then they have the door without an actual locking mechanism on. So they'll hit the brakes and it'll slam open. Mm. And then they'll drive and it'll slam close. They just keep on doing that.
What if someone gets,
and there's like, no like, seat belts. It's just,
what if someone gets their arm in there? That seems like a lawsuit waiting to happen.
There's a dude that sits like,
oh, okay.
Over here. Catching it. Slowing its pace.
Well, just making sure no one goes back.
Yeah, no. Hey, get your arm back. You're not very scary. Get your arm back.
You're not supposed to be the scary one.
Well, see, I thought I was going to get extremely scared like I did as a kid, but then I guess I've grown kind of accustomed to the stuff. I thought I was going to like scream like a little girl, and it didn't happen.
I mean, they kind
of. I did jump one time when someone was like laying on a coffin, and like she was completely motionless, and then I go right next to her. It's like, sure, I'm like, oh my God.
No, I feel like the castle is. While it does have good, it's got some good. I feel like it's fairly tame compared to a lot of the other ones around
it's
here.
Very tame.
I feel like it's more of a family friendly one.
Yeah, there are a lot of babies there.
Oh, yeah. And then plus, they always do like the little pumpkin patch thing for kids.
I feel like when you go to a haunted house, you always need to take someone who you know will get more scared than you, mm-hmm. because then it's way more fun. Like, even though you might jump a little bit, mm-hmm. you know they're not focusing on you. They're, focusing on them.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That was my favorite about when we used to go with Kat and Kaylee.
Yeah, you always take girls with you because, like, they get scared way more easily, mm-hmm. and then it's just like, whatever.
Yeah. Like, I just like, hey,
bro. I'll just enjoy from back here.
I know they're not going to do anything to me. Like, the worst they're going to do is touch me. Ooh, spooky. Yeah.
I don't know.
I might
get stabbed in the pinky toe.
That is true.
Hey, you don't wear Crocs to the haunted house place.
I mean,
that's also fair.
You do a lot of walking. You got to wear comfy shoes.
Not Crocs.
I was in these boots.
Crocs are the way to go, my friend.
Sir.
Actually, I was in my tighter boots. I wasn't even in these.
I have two pairs of Crocs.
I'm sorry for your children.
One's fur-lined.
One has sock inserts on them.
It really does.
You make me sick.
They're so comfy, though. It's like walking on pillows.
You could just walk on pillows.
You could just get slippers.
Yeah, you could just get house shoes like a normal person.
But I wear them out. I don't wear house shoes out. That would be outdoor shoes.
We're in Rogers County, Oklahoma. You'd be surprised at how many people you see
outside
wearing
house shoes.
I'm
not that kind of swine.
Okay,
Crocs. I mean, you wore Crocs.
I have camo.
You're one step away.
I have black Crocs and camo Crocs.
Of course
you know who wears Crocs?
Of course you
do.
Next, you're going to tell me about QAnon?
No.
The join up process for that?
No.
Scientology, here's your dictionary.
Here's your dictionary. Pay $1,200 now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I have to sleep with your wife.
Oh,
did that Scientology? I don't know. I can't remember the.
That was a thing of like one leader that did that.
I do know that it's like to get into Scientology, you got to pay for courses.
Yeah,
and then you got to get cooked. And then you get a higher step, and then you pay for more courses.
See, this is why they'll never get me. I don't pay for stuff.
You don't want to pay for religion? You don't want to pay to get closer to the space god?
I won't pay for photo editing space software. Editing? I'm not going to pay for a religion.
I mean, geez, yeah. Sheesh. We got GIMP. Oh, like, that's just really funny that I saw a meme about that, like, literally 30 seconds after you said that. Zuckerberg's so, listening.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But we're here. We're 1 year through it, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. We've been on here 365 days.
Yeah.
It's crazy, right? Well, 366, we're being honest at this point.
Yeah.
But I've been here for like 120 something of that, 160
something. You came in what, June?
May. May 10th.
May. Okay, May 10th. So
we could math that.
Oh, God, math.
So about 5 months. Five and a half months.
You've been pretty much half, of the show.
Yeah, like half of the year. Yeah. Dang. It's been a ride, boys.
And we got,
this is where I say, I'm putting in my 2 weeks on Monday. have fun with a new host.
Give me my pension.
It
doesn't even feel like a year.
No, it doesn't.
Well, I'm still processing 2018, if we're being honest. So it doesn't feel like a year.
And I stopped processing in 2018, so I'm pretty good. Days are just days now.
Time is a flat circle.
I'm still processing.
I'm still processing. Can't even talk. I'm just processing.
Yeah. I'm not even about the show, just about everything.
Yeah, it just has a buffering wheel just constantly just going
stopped,
in his head.
Literally just stopped. Seizes up.
For the next 3 days, he's out here just...
I
think Cameron had a stroke, guys.
So... I was going during one of my breaks today. I go out to my buddy's car where like him, his brother and another guy are just sitting there
smoking.
And they have a batch of brownies, and I had not eaten that day. And my mind goes to like, oh, they just cooked brownies. So
no one just cooks brownies anymore,
especially not people that are like smoking weed in their car. They're probably not just making brownies.
No, they're probably making.
So I see one guy just grab a full brownie. So I'm sitting there. I'm like, God, brownies sound really good right now. Like, you mind if I grab one? He was like, yeah, sure. And I go to reach for one and I grab it with my hand. He's like, oh, hey, be careful. As I tear half one, he hands me a knife. So I'm thinking like, oh, be careful because like don't get your hands on everyone else's food. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. That's my bad. And I eat it.
Hey man, did you eat that whole thing? Oh shit, bro. Oh shit, bro. You're only supposed to eat half.
You're full on Cheech and Chong.
What did that sound Canadian?
That was his friend who gave him the brownie.
His friend's Canadian?
Yeah, his friend's Canadian. Okay. French Canadian to be exact.
French Canadian.
You're only supposed to eat half.
Hey, sorry, bro.
Sorry, bro. Sorry, bro. Sorry about that. That's a medicated brownie, bro.
Ooh, that's a big whoopsie there.
Hey there, pal. Looks ooh, like you messed up there,
that's
big
a big whoopsie daisies.
Ooh, dear. Cancel in Canada.
Yeah.
Somebody needs to call the authorities.
No, Canada's ooh. Too nice. They'll never cancel us.
Like, we'll just be like, oh, shame on you, boys.
Oh,
that's pretty good.
Oh, there are a bunch of rambunctious folks there, eh?
It's pretty good, eh?
It's pretty good, eh? Anywho.
I can't do a Canadian accent, by the way.
No, I ate half.
Okay, you did eat half.
And thankfully, like, I was sitting there for like a full hour. I'm just like, oh no, like, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? Thankfully, I was already stoned anyway.
So nothing bad happened.
So my head just got a little bit usual. Lighter. And I was like, oh, okay, this isn't too bad.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I'd have been done for the whole day.
Oh, dude.
When I ate it, I'm like, what have I done?
What
like,
have I done?
This is like, this could be this a very bad situation.
Well, yeah, like, I'm so hit or miss with edibles, especially like homemade edibles. Like, it doesn't, like, I've made them, like, usually if I make edibles at the house, I use a half an ounce of weed at least. So mine are pretty. I don't know, kind of potent. Potent enough to get me stoned.
Yeah.
But a lot of times I'll eat edibles and people will be like, oh, be careful. And I'm like, eat the whole thing. And I'm like, I feel fine.
But, inconsistency when it comes to making edibles.
But there was one time where I used an entire ounce to make some edibles. Oh,
so much weed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
So much weed.
It was like
$200.
No. I bought an ounce of Trim Shake from the Dispo and it was only like $45. And it was like good trim shake. It was it was like the final trim.
I was saying like lawn trimmings almost. No, usually when you get like a cheap ounce.
No, it was like all hairs and keef is pretty much what it was. So they were fire. Made a pan of them, and it was like I cut up 10 brownies out of it. And there was one day, there was like the first day I did it. I ate the first one, was playing video game, ate a whole brownie about an hour into it, talking shit on the, I was like, man, these brownies aren't fucking me up at all. This is lame as hell to all my friends.
The brownie hurt me
because I went and got a second brownie and ate that second brownie. And not 5 minutes after I ate the second brownie,
the first one hits.
Yeah. The first one hit like a fucking sledgehammer. And I was just like, I sleep, go.
And the second one's just like stretching in the corner and be like, did you think you done?
So with that same batch of brownies, I had been setting on them for a little bit. And so I had two left. And go for it. So I had two of those brownies left. And I had nothing to do. I thought I had nothing to do one day other than be a forest troll and garden and all that shit on the hill.
Yeah.
So I eat. Start my day at 8 a.m. with two highly, highly dosed cannabis brownies. And 30 minutes after I ingested those brownies, I realize I have a phone appointment with a therapist in 2 hours. And that was
the best thing to talk about. Well, I mean, therapy, like, listen.
No, I didn't even tell. I just
mistakes.
It was just like, because I mean, that's what I mean. My therapist was aware that I am a cannabis user, and she did ask if I was stoned at the time. I was like, oh yeah, I'm very, very stoned.
Painfully.
Like very, very stoned. But it was just one of those ones where I was like, oh fuck, I'm gonna have to talk about real shit, and I'm so fucking high. Like, but just, you know, eye drops it up. You could still see on my face because it was like that. Yeah. But no red eyes, I was just I'm tired.
It's like my eyes always kind of look red because I'm always exhausted. So I really never have to worry about that. Yeah, I'm normally such a lightweight when it comes to edibles, like a small like lollipop will knock me straight on my ass. I used to take just the 25 milligram basically a Jolly Rancher. I would eat those, and those would like do more than the job. And if I just waited like 25 minutes, I would just gently go off into the most comfortable sleep and then have the most vivid dreams that would haunt me to this day.
Into the void.
Because for some reason I have really vivid dreams, which goes on to the point that according to my fitness tracker, which it seems like it really, when I look at the numbers, I'm like, this thing, like when I think about how my sleep felt and like my dreams and it tells me like how much I spend like REM and everything, I'm like, that seems pretty accurate. It's been saying I've been getting like 53 and 43% REM sleep, which I think the like average for a human is like 20 to 30. And it was like, your body's probably recovering from like,
you're a great strain. Sleeper.
It was saying that I needed like extreme recovery. So my body was just basically going like, you're gonna shut down and pretend for a little bit and we're gonna fix some stuff.
You're going to La La Land.
And who I did. I wish I could remember.
Who he did. Crazy. Who some, he did.
Yeah, it was like a lot of like being immersed into a world. A lot of cool stuff.
It's like a dream.
Yeah, but really, really vivid, where it's like I can almost feel the things that I'm doing.
Yep, spending 20 to 25% of your time asleep in the REM stage is a good goal.
Yeah, I'm an overachiever, what can I say? I mean, also my heart rate was like 97
while I was sleeping.
Yeah,
that's weird.
Not like consistent, like over an hour, but like there'd be like
a spooky dream.
I probably do. Most of my dreams are like spooky dreams.
You must suffer subconsciously for the atrocities you commit while conscious.
You shall.
It's probably just because I fall asleep listening to the last podcast on the left.
I mean, I do it, and I have. Actually, I really never remember my dreams, but I also attribute.
I know
that to,
either.
I remember mine for like a week, and then they disappear.
No, if I stop smoking weed, then I have panic attack inducing dreams like for a week, and then I go back to a normal dream cycle where I can actually remember shit. But I smoke so much that I just don't.
I never remember
anything.
My dreams.
It's weird.
Like ever. I don't even.
Do you not remember them? Because that's another thing. Is like if you wake up and immediately try to recollect, you will recall some of it. But if you just go about
Nah, like, that's probably it.
Like, because I mean, a lot
I just
of people
don't care.
Yeah, I just don't. I
gave up.
There are times where I can
sign, but not paying attention to it. So yeah, you know what the sign says.
Yeah, it's just like it's there, but it's yeah, normal. Just, so you're.
Yeah. I'm just sleeping. I just don't care.
It's weird that so many people have like. They're just their brain just operates differently when it comes to like sleeping and dreaming.
Mm-hmm.
Like some people just, I mean, they really just don't dream that much. They kind of just go to sleep and then wake up. And some people, I mean, are completely like lucid dreamers.
I used to lucid dream a lot. Like, what is it? Astral projection, if you will, but not like where you can control what but
you see like the bouncing red ball, so you know it's like
You may have a trigger, be away, be able to, because what how I used to do it is I would get home from school and I would take a nap on the couch and I knew that the voices that were going on were from the TV, like I would leave the TV on. And once that trigger clicked in my brain, it was like, oh fuck, I can fuck around and do whatever I want. And I would do, and mom was always like, why do you always take like an hour nap when you get home from school? It's like, I'm doing cool shit, mom.
I'm going to fantasy land.
Yeah, I'm going to fantasy land. I'm flying like I'm in Dragon Ball Z. And I'm like, that was the main thing. It was like being able to fly. Like, that was so cool. And that's still why if I had a superpower, like a basic ass superpower, being able to fly would be.
Oh yeah, me too, for sure.
I mean, if I had like a superpower that was like in around like X-Men universe superpower, it would be like telekinesis. Like that way I could not only manipulate, but I could fly then even. I could be like, hey, look at this thing. I'm going to make it up like, oh, look at this skateboard. I'm going to telekinesis this board underneath me and I'm going to make this board fly with me on it. Like that's the type. And then you could, you know, powers.
I would either go flying or super strength.
Super strength?
Because like, think of all the things you're like, you like try to pick something up or you're like struggle with it. Mm-hmm. And you're like, I could just whoop.
And telekinesis just like, it doesn't give the aesthetic of like lifting it up compared to just being like, and just like in the distance, it lifts up.
Like, I could just be like, just like one finger, just be like, lift.
I mean, I could too.
But I
am. Yeah, I'm using
we can feel it. It's just like,
that's fine. Wait till you feel what I do to you with my brain. I don't know what I'm going to do with my brain, guys.
Wait till you feel my fist.
Maybe I'll have to go on Patreon to find out.
Punch yourself in the face with your fist.
But it won't hurt.
What was the movie about the kids that like went to a cave and then
you said super strength, not.
But my body would be used to that strength.
Would be used to. So if you. You're telling me.
So I'll be like Juggernaut.
Like the main character from My Hero Academia.
Like, so if like, you're telling me if the Hulk straight up, like as hard as he could,
I think he's done feel it.
He does that to try to like get himself more angry.
Yes, he gets it because he feels it.
Oh, I'm not saying I wouldn't feel it. I'm saying it wouldn't hurt.
Well, the Hulk also feels a lot of pain a lot of the time.
Yeah, he's an emotional guy. Yeah. Let's be real.
So am I.
All that salt.
Mm-hmm. And 79% fat.
Yeah, and 79% fat. I can understand how that's emotional for you.
Yeah. It's rough.
But hyper buoyancy, my guy. You don't have to worry about drowning. Just float over on your back and you're set.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
There you go.
I'm like an inner tube by myself.
Mm-hmm. I'm dense, so I sink quickly. Mentally and physically.
Here's the weird thing. It's like my bottom half sinks, but my top half doesn't.
Them titties, boy.
Yeah. I got dense legs, but buoyant breasticles.
Buoyant breasticles.
I really like Wendy's.
Wendy's is delicious. I love Wendy's.
I know it's expensive since two Baconators and a chicken sandwich was $25.
I don't get the Baconator. I get the actual. I actually prefer the Son of Baconator over the Baconator. I feel like there's more flavor. The Baconator, every time I get it, tastes like bland. Like
I just love the Junior Bacon Cheeseburgers.
Yeah, Junior Bacon Cheeseburgers are good too.
I've been getting those since I was a kid.
But that's what they use. They use the Junior Cheeseburger patty for the Baconator, Son of Baconator.
Yeah.
But do you believe in the magic of just a McDonald's cheeseburger?
Like, not really, no.
I don't know what it is about, like, if I just grab one of those, like, smushed down, like, depressing cheeseburgers. Something about it, they taste good.
Have you tried the double?
I have.
Not the McDouble, the double cheeseburger.
Yeah, it's also good.
That's all.
Really, from McDonald's, all I really care for is their French fries. The rest of it.
Oh, their spicy McChicken's good though.
That is true. It is good.
That one that they have, their spicy McChicken is one that fucks up my stomach.
But the chicken nuggets from Burger King. Spicy.
Well, it's got a weird the spice that they use is one of the ones. Like, there's a couple of fast food restaurants that I can't eat their spicy chicken sandwich because it will ruin me. But everyone has a spicy chicken sandwich now, so you just gotta pick which one doesn't ruin you.
Chick-fil-A?
That's true.
I don't go to Chick-fil-A.
I don't like going there because I'm never full after I eat there.
It's just not my style.
I haven't been to Chick-fil-A since I was in high school, but I remember their chicken sandwiches were pretty good.
Carl's Jr. actually had a really, really good spicy chicken sandwich. I haven't
been to Carl's Jr. in forever.
I went through the drive-thru the other day, like, and sat in the drive-thru and was like, do I really want to do this to myself? No, I don't. And then I left because, I mean, let's be real. The Claremore Carl's Jr. is a fucking Twilight Zone.
Yeah.
It's a...
Has anyone eaten at the Green Burrito? That they have?
I've never eaten anything from the Green Burrito.
Me neither.
I don't know that.
It's like their Mexican.
Yeah.
Do they still have Green Burrito?
I think
menu?
So.
I don't know.
I haven't been there in so long, but I mean, last time I went, they didn't. That was, I don't know, several years ago.
Several years ago. But I do remember being a young teenager, and that is where we would always go when we were skating in Claremore.
Yeah.
To get a soda. And that's the soda that you would drink all day because it was centrally located in Claremore. So you'd come back in and fill it back up after about 2 hours of skating and then go skate some more. But
yeah, I've literally never heard of anyone be like, oh, yeah, you should have the Green Burrito. It's so good.
I can't think of anyone who's ever told
no
me.
No one. Never heard of anyone say, oh, that's so good. You should try it.
Try the Green Burrito.
Like maybe they don't have it anymore because of how bad it did.
You know, I'm going to fact check. I can do that.
You can do that.
I can check facts.
Because it just, I don't know, just the name alone kind of like turned me off. So I'm like, Green Burrito. Unless it's got verde sauce. But like, it wouldn't make the burrito green.
I'll be honest.
I always thought it was like their healthy burrito option.
No. I never think of Carl's Jr. unless I pass by Carl's Jr. And then never
you know, long. Same.
It's one of those like easily forgettable like restaurant chains.
Well, it used to be. I mean,
Hardee's. Yeah, there's some still Hardee's. There's some Hardee's.
Yeah, I think that's more of like a East Coast thing now. Is Hardee's.
No, there's some. There's some in Oklahoma.
Is there Hardee's in Oklahoma?
I think there's one in Muskogee.
Interesting. Junior
or McAllister, one of the two. Burrito, I think it's Muskogee though. Claremore. Let's cut some dead air.
Carl's Jr. Green Burrito, Claremore, Oklahoma.
Yep, I still have it. I guess.
I don't know.
Is there a rating for it?
Is there a menu? Let's hear what the menu is.
Is it rated on Rotten Tomatoes? He's praying.
You know, they don't have anything.
Nothing
slightly
green.
Related to the burrito menu anymore, it looks like. The
green nothing green menu. And nothing burrito-esque.
Whoa, there's a Budweiser beer cheese bacon thick burger at Carl's Jr.?
We might have to make a trip to Carl's Jr.
How about that?
That's speaking weird. Of Budweiser's.
Oh, he's drinking one. The heavy boys.
Yeah, they didn't bring enough for the rest of us.
They don't
I only had one left.
They used to have, like, I do remember them having a taco salad bowl thing. Like, you get the big
chip.
I remember that. And I feel like that's the only thing I ever saw people get from the Green Burrito.
But it was like one out of like 56 people would get that.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, it was a very low ratioed.
Well, I mean, I guess they have burrito, the Green Burrito.
Okay.
I just don't know if I could bring myself to order.
It's like,
green
it's like ordering a bag of burritos or soft tacos from Taco Tico.
You would always sound good,
that's
though.
That's a gamble right there.
You're you telling
have
me.
A good time or a real bad
like,
time.
Like, they're not horrible, but what it does to your stomach, not a good time.
But a steak quesadilla from Taco Bell.
I'm not really a big fan of, like, the fast food chain of steak.
Yeah.
I don't know. Their steak quesadilla tastes pretty good. I mean, they do give you the stereotypical Taco Bell feeling after. But I mean that's part of the experience.
You can't go wrong with a nacho cheese chicken chalupa.
You can almost not go wrong with most of Taco Bell.
That's true. I do love me some Taco Bell.
I do love some T-Bell. I really do.
It's weird because it's one of the ones
where
everyone
always
like
wants Bueno, but I'm like, Bell's where it's at.
Doesn't Bueno have brisket?
They do.
That'd be the only reason.
You know what
to
pissed
Bueno.
Me off last time I went to Bueno?
You waited for 45 minutes when there
no,
was
no, they didn't party. Have they didn't have the the chimneys.
No, I don't do the chimneys anymore.
What? I'm sorry. You lost my business.
I'm done.
No, like, that's the only thing I want from there.
Like, I do. I like their tacos, like their crunchy tacos a little bit more at Taco Bueno. But, like, that the bueno that is closest to us specifically
to my heart
is a fucking train wreck when it comes to going through the drive-thru.
Well, closest to us is a little bit
Claremore.
Is Catoosa the same? I mean,
Catoosa's actually
you get your shit because I used to live right by it. That's the one I used to go to. But since like moving back into Rogers County,
Claremore one sucks.
Yeah,
like, and their drive-thru is god awful. Oh, like, just the way it's set up is just.
Like, because there have been times where I've been there.
I never
like
seen anyone there.
Literally 45 minutes and hadn't even ordered yet.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I need to leave. I need to be somewhere, and you can't. You're stuck there.
Yeah, you're stuck. You can't go anywhere.
Once you're in it, you are in it.
Yeah. Once you hit a certain point of that drive-through, you cannot get out.
It's not safe. What if a car catches on fire there?
What if someone has a heart attack?
Yeah. There's no one getting in there.
I mean, there's a lot of places.
What if a woman goes into labor?
What if someone?
You give him birth in that car.
You give birth at Taco Bueno.
That's
not like a real American.
I mean,
that's not really American though.
No, it'd have to be in an
definitely Taco Bell. Yeah. Taco Bueno is definitely
but
American.
It's Tex-Mex.
I guess
it's
it'd be more American if it was in a Denny's or an IHOP.
Yeah, it's honestly just an Americanized version of the burrito.
No, it had to be in a Waffle House.
Oh, Waffle House.
That's how you know it's going to grow to be American.
Needs to be in a Luby's cafeteria. Is where
to be. Like the only reason Waffle House is still even up and running is because of drunks.
Well, you get a dinner and a show, man. You never know what you're going to see.
Oh, I know.
You're either going to, like, I've seen cooks straight up fight people. I have seen people straight up fight each other.
Wasn't that at a Waffle House where the dude, like, the chick just openly gave a dude, like, an employee a blowjob?
I mean,
I wouldn't doubt that audience. One bit.
At a Waffle House, I wouldn't.
Only reason you go to a Waffle House is because you've just been out on a night of drinking.
And you need a chopped, smothered, and covered stack of fucking hash browns. My boy, oh my God, let's go to Waffle House. Oh, it sounds so good, honestly.
I mean, I go to Denny's for the same reason.
I have not been to a Waffle House in probably 10 years.
Dude, like, that was because we would.
I've never had a night of drinking that I'm just like, let's end it with a Waffle House experience.
Well, that was the thing is I lived right next to the casino.
Yeah.
And I worked at the casino. So there would be nights where we didn't drink at the casino because that shit gets expensive.
Yeah.
But we would get off, go across the street to the Hall of Fame, lovingly so dubbed the Hall of Shame. But now it's a fucking RV park, which is really weird. But
really is the Hall of Shame.
We would go over there and get shmammered drunk. And then we would go over to Waffle House.
You better be careful with calling that wall of shame. You live in a trailer.
I was going to say, I can say that because I live in an RV park.
Yeah. I don't live in an RV park.
No.
I live in an RV park, so I can say that. It's my people.
But
it's my people.
So, but that was like, we would go and like I said, I've seen some strange fucking shit happen in that Waffle House right next to the Hard Rock scene.
I wouldn't doubt that for a second.
It's a good time though. It's always a good time at Waffle House.
I just haven't been in so long because I've just never like, I'm never like, man, what sounds good? Waffle House.
No, because it never sounds good.
No, it doesn't. It just sounds like
food.
I've been drinking and it's the only place open.
Yeah, it's greasy.
It is the sit-down equivalent of Taco Bell. Honestly.
Well, Taco Bell.
Taco Bell is a sit-down. Yeah.
Taco Bell, you can sit down.
I don't know, but I usually go through the drive-thru.
I just kind of miss 24-hour locations. Walmart's not even 24-hour
anymore. I was
going
to say Walmart, I miss 24 hours because nothing's better than going to Walmart at 1 a.m. and
no one's there.
Exactly. No one's there. And the people that are there, you know, you
can watch
a show.
Yeah. You can see.
No, those are weird people.
Weird people.
Weird people
walking around in Crocs and shit.
Have you ever followed or have you ever looked at that page, Weird People of Walmart?
No.
Or just People of Walmart?
No, I lived it.
It is.
I remember one. This is such a weird story.
I went to Walmart. Continue on your story. Though.
Yeah, we're going to loop back to that. One time I went to Walmart and I'm walking, I'm literally just grocery shopping and I get to an aisle that smells like dirty diapers and death.
The old dirty diaper death.
Huh? And I'm like,
that's what, I was
sex what is going on in this aisle? And then there's a lady.
Jake having sex.
And there was this lady in one of those like scooters.
Mm-hmm.
And as I got closer to her, the smell got stronger. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, I'm about to like throw up at this point because it's so potent. Mm-hmm. And so I just quickly walked by her while holding my breath, I went four aisles down, still smell it.
That's where she went first. That's where she was at before you,
my guy.
I moved so much around in that. She's literally stunk up the entire grocery section.
Instead of the trail of blood, it's a trail of mud. Am I right? Homeboy.
Oh, my God.
That was a snail trail in a bad way.
She's a river upstream.
Oh, my God. I mean, I feel like. I mean, I have a smelly guy at our grocery store story as well. I feel that that just happens, but oh my God.
I mean, I know you've been grocery shopping with me. You don't have to tell a story.
We did live together. Right? But it's just, it's,
I remember. I
want to know at what point do.
Does that count as handy capable?
I don't, that's the thing is because the, like she could
smell.
No, I don't think smell does, but I want to know
I'm pretty
at
sure
what
she's
point
defecating herself.
You
ability to bathe. Maybe
you, what point do you lose that you smell? Like, and
I'm
stop.
Sure
she lost it long before that.
Well, like, I, like I, said, I mean, I've smelled, I know several people, like, and they're generally older people, mm-hmm. and they might be of a lower socioeconomic status where, I mean, they are struggling, and it does suck to be yeah. old and struggle alone. But
maybe it's like, the nose hairs.
My experience with it is it's always been older people mm-hmm. who have that's the funk. Like, I mean, trust me, people could smell.
Oh, yeah.
Like, everyone had, but I mean, there's like a certain level of funk that you hit that, and every time I've experienced like a crazy level of funk, it's always been on an elderly person, and I just don't understand.
This woman,
is how much effort it takes to actually shower for them. Mm-hmm.
This woman wasn't elderly.
Oh.
She was at the time. Okay, so when I went, I was probably 24, 25. Mm-hmm. I would say she was probably mid to late 30s.
Damn.
But she was a big girl.
Now, if you had to roll a d20 on guessing if she actually needed the wheelchair or not.
Why would I roll a d20? I'm going to say she didn't need it. She could have got up and walked. Because she literally was getting up in the aisle to grab food. I'm like, if you can get up and grab that stuff, then you don't need the rascal.
There's so many things that I...
Not only
no. I can say that's I'm totally agreeing with you.
No, but it'd be one thing if you like literally got up, stood up, grabbed something, and sat back down. She was literally getting up and walking like 4 or 5 feet, mm-hmm. grabbing something, going back, putting it in there, and
that's
sitting back down. I'm
laziness.
Like, that,
that's just being so lazy.
Then I'm like, yeah, she doesn't shower if she can't even.
Yeah,
if she can't even walk to the grocery store.
The store
but then again, at the same time, I was like, I don't want to smell her when she gets sweaty.
Please don't.
It's probably worse.
Yeah.
I didn't like that. I wouldn't like that
no,
at all.
No, it washes it away.
I still remember the first time we went grocery shopping when we first started living together.
You and me?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we were like, we'll split the mm-hmm. the
split the bill.
Split the bill.
It's all communist in the houses that I live in. That's what we all go and buy the same thing. Like we all go to grocery shopping together. We all throw down equal parts.
But I don't know why, like, because I knew I didn't have a whole lot of money. Mm-hmm. But I remember we were like walking by the beer aisle and I was like, do you care if I grab some beer? And you're like, I don't care. Get some. I was like, are you sure? He was like, yeah, get some.
Get some beer. We'll drink it.
But I was like, it was like my, cause I had just got like moved out of my mom's house. Like this was like my first house.
Yeah. And I don't think you were 21 at the time yet either.
No. You had to buy it.
So I would have, yeah. But no, like, yeah. I mean, like,
we don't condone underage drinking.
We don't anymore.
We did then.
I mean, you were only 6 months younger than me, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And I was the youngest of my friend group anyways. That
yeah,
point.
But I was like...
Go ahead and drink.
I was just like, do you care if I get some beer?
Get some beer, bro. We'll drink it.
I was like so nervous to ask for some reason.
No, like that's...
But it was like literally like my first like grocery shopping experience for myself. Yeah. Usually it was like I went with my mom
and we
got some.
Yeah. It's weird, the very like... Because, like, it takes them a while to figure out, like, what you need when you go grocery shopping.
Yeah.
You don't.
Yeah. Because I was, like, basically leaving it up to you.
Yeah.
Because I was, like, I don't know what to buy.
I'm a child.
Like, I just had my mom buy me pizza rolls. Like, that's what I lived on.
I just need pizza rolls.
Just pizza rolls and, like, chicken nuggets or something. Like, I'm good.
There's other things to eat, man.
Like, I remember when, like, you actually, like, legit started, like, cooking dinners. Yeah. And I was, like, this is weird.
Yeah.
Because, like, my mom didn't really cook dinners because she would work.
Yeah, she had work.
She'd work until, like, 7:30 at night. So it was, like, basically, like, cook something quick in the oven, mm-hmm. and that's what you had.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wasn't, like, used to, like, meals.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I remember you made, like, burritos or something. Like, mm-hmm. it was rice and, like, Cholula and chicken or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I was, like, this is weird.
Like, everything was separated, probably.
Yeah, like,
he started accidentally calling you mom.
Mom?
The dad of that family, it felt like. I was, daddom was thrust upon me at that point in time.
I was 100% still a child and stayed a child, even after I moved out of that house.
Everyone who was there was like, always needed just a little bit of keeping an eye on.
A little bit of guidance,
yeah.
If you will. I definitely needed guidance because I was just like,
I tried, my guy. I really did. But without my, if you would have adhered to my guidance, you wouldn't have your beautiful baby girl.
That's true.
Yep.
That's true.
But a headache on the other end might have been saved.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a double-edged sword. You know, but
such is life.
Yeah. You gotta learn sometimes for yourself.
Exactly. I mean, that's the thing is like, I could, because I mean, I'm the same way. Like everyone still tells me, you know, tries to give me life advice, but I mean, fuck that. I'm going to do what I'm going to do.
Yeah. It's kind of like that thing of like, I still know what's best for me. And so I'm just going to do what I want
to
do.
It's like, the same way of like trying to learn by reading a book and then actually doing it with your hand, where it's like, you would read it in a book as many times as you want, but if you don't actually do it, then you're not going
to learn. Like that's
anything.
Why whenever I learn how to do something, I YouTube it. Because I have to, and I do it along with the video because I need to like
step through it
as I'm seeing it.
Yeah.
Because I can't just like watch a video and be like, all right, let me go do it. I have to like pause, see them do that one part, pause it, go do it, move to the next step.
Just got to make sure that they're actually professionals when they're doing it.
Yeah.
You know, just have some dude be like, hey, I tried this one time and it actually worked. So subscribe.
Yeah, 6 in one hand, half dozen in the other. But let's circle back to your sex in Walmart story.
Oh, yeah.
You thought you were getting out of that one.
Not
today.
What city was this? I think it was Henderson, Texas, I believe. And it was in the gardening section of Walmart.
Well, it makes sense. No one goes there.
No, yeah, exactly. No one goes there. It had started in the clothing aisle.
And no one will smell it. It smells like
yeah, it already smells like
fertilizer mulch. Anyway. Yeah. So. Let me have sex in the one area of Walmart that smells like shit.
Yeah, we were walking down the clothing aisle, and then she grabbed both my hands and then put it on her chest, and she was like, here, I know you want to do this. So I'm like, oh, okay.
Did you say nice chesticles?
Yeah. Shot her finger guns. I was like, hey, and I winked at her.
And end of the show. Just kidding.
That's all. Folks.
Well, in both segments with chesticles.
Yeah, we just got it
comes back around.
Anytime I can use the phrase the word chesticles, I'm going
to
do it.
It's a good word. Good vernacular. Yeah, we just got frisky all the way to the gardening section.
That's just not something I could do.
We also
not necessarily like I could physically do it. It's just mentally I'm like, no.
I did a lot of different places, like a lot of the stuff in the mall in Houston, Texas.
Yeah, I mean, I've had sex in the mall bathroom. But like
bathrooms and changing rooms.
Just like, I don't think I can physically become aroused in a Walmart.
Right.
Well, yeah. You have to think of like again, like small town, you don't have anywhere to go, but you hang out at Walmart because that's all you have. So it's kind of like the center point of everything you do. It's the only place you can get aroused at that point.
Could you drive?
No, we walked.
I mean, didn't you have like a lake right down the road from your house?
Anderson?
Yeah. Oh, no, that was in Tyler.
Yeah, that was in Tyler. Oh, it was Lake Tyler, actually. We didn't have Lake Henderson that close to us.
Mm, okay. Well, that's fair.
Yeah, I mean, Walmart was in most towns we lived in just a walk away.
Just a walk away.
Because I mean, that's all we ever had to do was go to Walmart and hang out at Walmart.
You're better.
Be shitty kids at Walmart.
I know.
Don't stop laughing.
I got kicked out of Walmart a lot, too.
He's still laughing.
I'm laughing at your shame. Because I am better than that.
Like... Next, I've definitely fiddled around with exhibitionist activities and public relations and things like that.
I've only gotten caught a handful of times.
But Walmart just never been on my radar. Like, and that's okay. So like there is.
Well, I should say the first time was in the bushes of a neighbor's house next to their window.
Yes.
It was my first time.
Craziest I've gone is
that was an interesting
the high school parking
lot. Oh, she was creepy though. Mm.
In the car, like it's craziest I got.
I mean, I did that, but
that was not.
I think most high schoolers do that.
I think most high schoolers do that at one point or another. Craziest?
Ooh, craziest.
I don't know.
I think I talked about my craziest.
Like
Walmart seems pretty crazy.
No, that the one where I did it in a park and an old Hispanic woman walking her chihuahua caught us banging like mid thrust in the park.
No.
Right for like not even a block away from the high school in our high school uniform.
You had uniforms?
Lame. It was an Ivy League high school. So
lame.
Yeah. It was a Texas high school. All fucking Texas high school.
Lame.
So almost all Texas high schools have almost, a uniform at some point. And it's usually just like a polo shirt, khaki pants. Like
tucking your shirt.
You know? Ugh, I hate tucking in my shirt.
Well, it's I a do tough it thing a- for you. I get it. Ooh. I'm sorry, that was rude.
That was a good one though. Good one.
But it's not.
It was an astute observation.
I can tuck in my shirt fine. I just hate it.
I don't mind it. I like tucking in my shirt.
I like just, tucking in my shirt.
It's too constricting for me.
I mean, I get it.
I'm an athletic shorts and hoodie kind of guy. Like, I'll wear athletic shorts and a hoodie to pretty much any occasion.
I just really don't. I own probably two pairs of athletic shorts and I never wear them unless I go to someone else's house and sleep there.
I have one pair of khaki shorts.
The rest are athletic shorts?
Yeah. No, I have and then shorts. I have my work shorts.
I have my hiking shorts, which are like, they're kind of like swim trunk material, but they're really, really short. And that's what I usually wear. If I'm wearing not shorts, but shorts.
Yeah.
Those are what I wear. But I mean, I have a pair of khaki shorts. I have a couple of pairs of cutoffs that are short. Like I wear most of the shit I wear is denim anyways, like denim pants, black denim specifically.
I probably have 8 to 12 pairs of athletic shorts.
Hell yeah.
Oh, I've also broken into a church and had sex in a church.
Oh,
I've had sex in a church.
It was actually with the same person in Henderson, Texas that we had sex in the bush.
The bush.
The bush.
It was the bush.
One in the hand, two in the bush.
Bush, the church, and then with somebody else at Walmart.
So it was like a threesome at Walmart?
No.
Oh, okay.
That would be cool though.
No, it wouldn't. Actually, you're still at Walmart. Actually,
if it was with the person in the bush, it wouldn't be cool. Because,
here's the thing. Here's what I associate. Was not
a good first time.
Here's what I associate when I think of sex and Walmart. I think of don't get me wrong, secure the bag, honey. Do what you got to do. But I see a lot, and I don't even see necessarily a lot, but when I see OnlyFans content or porn hub videos or anything where the girls are just going around Walmart. I'm just I get it because that's cool. But also you're at Walmart and you're thrusting your kink upon everyone else in that setting.
Yeah.
Which that's the hard thing that I have is where's that line you can skate to where
you're just intruding in other
people's lives. You're just intruding in other people's lives. This is another kind of thing. So if you want to wear a collar and have sex, and you want to have that dynamic, that's totally cool. I'm totally down for it. Do that thing. But it weirds me out in public when you have someone on a collar and you're still, because I get it. That's your guys' kink. And maybe you get off on being seen in public in that way. But all of these people who are seeing it don't necessarily want to be part of it. Don't want to third hand be involved in your kink.
I'm going
to
be honest. I don't want to. I don't.
Yeah.
It's that.
There's a time and place.
That puts me in a weird spot.
Yeah.
Because I'm like.
I'm hard, but I'm disappointed.
If I'm
sad boner.
If I'm at Walmart 98% of the time, I'm with my kids. They don't need to see that.
Exactly. Because then you got to answer a whole bunch of questions.
Yeah.
I get it.
I'm not ready to answer those yet.
Yeah.
They're not ready to hear those yet.
No. Not for a little bit longer, anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, where do you even start at?
No. Well. But yeah, it's just. So I tend to keep my exhibitionist activities like that. I can have sex in public places, but it's usually very, very, very low risk public places of being caught. The hiking trails or
it's not like a public bathroom in a zoo, right?
Yeah. No.
Okay.
But
all the fucking little kid hands touching everything. That's just a bacteria.
Did in the bathroom my
just peeing everywhere.
Yeah.
We did in the bathroom in my mom's office when she worked for DCP Midstreams while other people were also in the stalls.
Hell yeah.
Sorry, Mom.
Sorry, Mom.
She don't work there anymore. It's fine.
No, but she knows who it is. She has to think about that sweet, sweet little girl that did horrible things.
Don't say little girl, please. That's just
when we were both
don't say it. Just don't say it. Well, wow. Don't feed the trolls. Just don't.
Tom.
When he was much younger, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, horrible things when I was young. It's fine. Nasty.
Just
nasty
I don't know. Just you used the phrase "little girl," and I just cringed and stopped.
That is fair, because I have to say that I was the same age as
I stopped listening. Like, I was like, man.
In high school.
Anyway, high school let's get out of Cringeville.
Yeah.
Actually, we're about to stay in Cringeville.
Yeah.
Get some news stories going. Bing, bang, boom. Woman gets charged with streaking naked across football field while eighth graders were practicing.
That's it, man. These are children. Like, I get it. Well, it's a funny idea.
But they were just practicing. It wasn't even a game. It's not even a game. It's just a practice.
They're just practicing, yeah.
In Jefferson City, Missouri, a woman has been accused of running onto a football field full of school children while only wearing a scarf, prosecutor said. Lacey Uth was arraigned on a charge of sexual misconduct involving a child under 15.
Yeah.
She said she is said to have jumped over the fence of the Helios Catholic High School stadium and ran onto the field in front of 29 eighth graders. She reportedly told an officer that she ingested heroin and left her home naked in search of help because she thought she would die. She was taken to a hospital for evaluation before being taken to the Cole County Jail. She later posted a $10,000 bond. Records show she has been charged with six other crimes and infractions since 2014.
Fascinating.
Well, I mean, I don't care about her crime history. I mean, she sounds like she needs help, is what she said. Especially if it was if they did a toxicology and the heroin.
Yeah.
Like, homegirl definitely needs some help.
But
come on. But I mean, that's the thing, is like, if she was legitimately up out of her gourd. Like,
yeah,
I understand. It doesn't make it right.
No, don't get me
wrong. You done goofed. Hey, you played stupid games, got stupid prizes.
Not only was it a football practice. It was at a Catholic high school
football practice. So
eighth graders.
Eighth graders. Yeah, let's not forget to add that fact.
Eighth graders.
She really didn't weigh out the pro and con list, honestly.
No, of course not. She ingested heroin.
but man, like, it's just like a wrong place, wrong time, maybe? No, it's not. I'm not going to even give her a wrong place.
Sounds too nice.
Yeah, it does. That's what I'm saying. Like, even if she had done it completely sober, she's still fucked up.
Wrong drug, wrong vein.
Is there a right vein for the wrong drug?
I
don't
know. Just wrong.
Yeah, she's wrong.
There's no aspect of that story that's correct. Feel wrong.
I'm impressed that she posted a $10,000 bail, though.
I was going to say, that's pretty low for her, honestly.
Well, so she probably bonded out for a K.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's probably only a $1,000 bond.
Still.
Yeah. I mean,
no, stop taking heroin.
Honestly,
bad.
Quit. Heroin is bad. Like,
drugs are bad.
No, drugs aren't bad, but some drugs.
Illegal drugs are bad.
Weed is technically an illegal drug.
Yeah, I was gonna say,
mushrooms are technically an illegal drug. Okay, acid is technically an illegal drug, and under the right circumstances, can be a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
But there are drugs that do not
But fentanyl's illegal drug.
Like, the ones that I think that just need to stop. Just
heroin.
Need to just be gone. Heroin.
Meth.
Meth.
You held up three fingers at first.
Though. Yeah, I was thinking crack? PCP, but even... Yeah, crack is bad. Crack is bad not because...
Crack
no,
is
no, no, it's
crack
pure is state, bad. Is it?
Huh?
Like, when it's 100% pure?
Well, crack is bad because it's hyper-addictive. All it is purified cocaine.
Crack is whack.
Like, crack is what has... Like, the crack epidemic ruined entireties of lower-income families in New York
just
because
get, Reagan. Just get pure cocaine.
Like, yeah, do cocaine, but even cocaine. Do that.
Moderation.
Yeah.
Be but like Oregon.
Everything's
partial.
Good
yeah, everything's good in moderation except meth and heroin.
Yeah.
I think PCP in moderation might be okay. I've never done PCP.
I think if everything was legalized, no one would want to do heroin anymore because they're like, there's better things to take. They're easier.
Well, I think if everything was legalized, I think that we would shift our focus from what's illegal to more recovery help. Recovery.
Yeah, true.
We're doing pretty good about that. Or at least we're getting the foot. Our
we'd
foot
have more funds for that because you wouldn't be paying all this government money for these people in jail.
Yeah, you know, the war on drugs that just costs billions and billions and billions of dollars.
Drugs are bad.
But really, like, because if you remove the stigma of the illegality of it and you give people, because, I mean, trust me, not all heroin addicts want to be that.
Right.
Like, once
it's
you're
an addiction.
Yeah, once
is
you're
it
there.
One of the ones that, like, kill you if you just cut cold turkey?
I mean, it can. You usually just get really, really,
your
really
fucking sick.
Your
body can
go
into shock.
And you,
especially well, it depends upon how heavy of a user you are. If you're also a heavy user and you just cut quit cold turkey, mm-hmm. your body can go into straight shock.
Yeah, it becomes
shut down.
Dependent.
But it's like, but I mean, hell, I had a family member die from, they were a Xanax user, recreational Xanax user. stop taking Xanax cold turkey. You are not supposed to do that. You have to be in recovery to get off Xanax safely.
Yeah.
Or you have to do crazy taper dosing yourself, which it'd be a hell of a lot easier to go through recovery. But he wasn't in recovery. He quit cold turkey and he had a fucking stroke. A seizure and a stroke. Jeez. And died. And that's the thing is, like, these people don't, like, trust me, people who I know who are addicts do not want to be addicts. It right. sucks when you get there. So if you give these people a way to get off of it, then they're going, like, a lot of the times people are going to want to get off of it. Like, it's, but when you just, you know, bastardize and beat everyone down for having an addiction, I mean, everyone's addicted to something at some mm-hmm. in some form, be it caffeine, be it sugar, be it alcohol. Like, we all have our coping mechanisms. Just some coping mechanisms for other people aren't good ones. I mean, coping mechanisms aren't inherently good for themselves anyways, because that's just what they are.
Well, I mean, there's healthy coping mechanisms.
There are, but you still have to deal with what's going on.
Yeah.
What spurns said coping
mechanism. Yeah. I mean, as long as you deal with the issue, coping at the moment is fine. No, as long as you deal with the issue later, rather than just continue to cope and cover it up.
As long as the mechanism is actually used to cope.
Yes, yes.
And correct. Not used as like a constant distraction.
Right. Yeah, right.
Constant
distraction. But yeah, like, it's just, like, I don't want to, like, I want to have, like, I personally try to avoid talking shit on addicts because I get it. But also, addicts do some fucking funny stuff, man. Like, it sucks.
I've worked with a lot of them, yeah.
Yeah, it sucks that, like, that's what causes it. But, I mean, you get to see, you see the absurd. You see the absurd in people when they, because of the lengths that they'll go, because of being just fucked up in general.
Yeah.
But it's sad, but also, it's double-edged sword, baby. Sometimes it's funny, sometimes it's sad. And when you have a self-aware addict who can make good humor at it, there you go.
It's about the time at the Sonic on the highway, I was sitting there, like, it was probably like 7 a.m. in the morning, completely dead. And this dude rides up on a bike. At the time, it was just, I think it was just me and Brittany in there at the time. So we're sitting there and we're like, there's this dude that rides up on the bike. I'm just like, okay, I guess this guy just rolls up to get some food. So he comes by and he asks for a plain hot dog. I'm like, all right. And Brittany goes to make a plain hot dog. And then I car hop it out. And I tell him the total, probably 1:30 or something. And he's like, oh, okay. And he hands me a pack of cigarettes. I'm like, no, like $1.30.
That's not a dollar.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, okay. And then he puts down the pack of cigarettes, gives me the money, and then also hands me the pack of cigarettes, and then leaves without his bike.
Or his hot dog.
And he just walks away. I'm just staring at him like, huh. Okay, and he just keeps on walking. This guy had like probably late 30s. Yeah. And he's just walking away. I'm like,
could have been much younger than that.
Could have been,
true. He could have been early 20s.
And I'm just watching him walk away. I'm like, I mean, eventually this guy's got to come back for his bike, right? And then like hours pass by. I'm like, no word from him.
I got a bike.
And he was just staring at me.
And a pack of cigarettes, which is far more valuable than $1.30.
I did keep the pack of cigarettes. But this guy was just like wide-eyed, just like, oh.
Gone-trued.
Yeah, like didn't blink at all. I'm like, okay, yeah, cool, dude, yeah.
It's weird because I see it less and less now. And I mean, this is my last anecdotal because I really want some more news, baby. Give me that tasty news. But news.
Do you have a top 10?
No. Oh. He's just got news. Which is fine. But, being back in, like, in Tulsa, yeah, I mean, especially at the casino, everything like that.
Yeah.
Like, you see crackheads, you see meth heads, you see it, but I didn't necessarily have to deal with them because security would secure them out pretty quickly. Dude, so I had, this was the weirdest experience with a drug user I've seen lately, but a meth lady who was obviously geetered out on meth came into Lowe's the other day and like had her cart and her thing. Like she was like, and I come, I was like, ma'am, are you, do you need any help with anything? And she just like looks at me like just bug eyed out. And she's just like, trash bags. And I'm like,
does she have teeth?
She didn't have teeth, but okay. She was just doing the whole.
Makes sense for the lips.
They were like sucking inward. It was weird.
Monkey lips.
She goes over and gets trash bags. She picks up the trash bags And I'm watching her, and she starts dancing, like getting into it. And I was like, all right, you do your thing, lady. And then she comes up through the front aisle and like is walking across the front of the store, and just all of a sudden just woo, like shoots a hand up. And I'm just like,
she's singing the Thriller.
Like, no, she's it was into this, it. This, I think it was giving an ad for Come With O'Reilly's or some shit.
At the that end point of O'Reilly.
Time. Yeah. And, but she, just keeps going and then stops in the middle of the aisle and like pushes her cart to the side, dances a little more, and then just walks out the exit.
Without a trash bag?
Without the trash bags. So it was weird. It was weird. Like, it was one of those, just, you had to see her twitchy, jerky body movements to really, really appreciate. Because it was like how Elaine Bettis dances on Seinfeld, but like 37 times worse. So she looked like, I don't know, man. It was like, it was a time. But yeah, meth heads, man, they're a trip. Like, just watching them. Because
crazy.
Sometimes they come in the Lowe's and they're angry, visibly angry, visibly just there to either steal shit or get in and get out. But she was just having a day of it. Just do a little bit of, just get a little bit zooted and go into fucking Lowe's. Yeah. All right. Lay some more news on me, big guy.
Advocates raise awareness about high number of missing person cases in Oklahoma.
Ooh, baby. Tell me.
So with many eyes on Gabby Petito's case, local advocates are working to raise awareness about the number of missing Oklahomans whose cases remain unsolved. Statistics show Oklahoma has the second most Native missing persons cases in the country. Mm-hmm. And one local family said even 2.5 years later, they aren't giving up hope that their loved one will be found. You wake up and you're in this nightmare that's just ongoing, said Aubrey Dameron's aunt Pam Smith. Dameron left her home in Grove in March of 2019 and was never heard from again.
I remember that.
Dameron is Cherokee and transgender, and Smith said that at first they had trouble getting help with her case. Statistics from NAMUS show Native American women make up 12% of the state's current number of missing people. Mm-hmm. Black women make up 25% of Oklahoma's unsolved missing person cases. So, yeah, they're just trying to raise awareness because there's a lot and they're just unsolved.
Well, that definitely pushes me in the direction that I want to go then.
Yeah. So we're going to have some more content for you.
Yeah, we got a couple things coming down the pipe. You made
that sound like, now I can go along with my kidnapping.
Not until season 3.
Guess what? More content.
Now I can get away with it.
Yeah, but no.
Nursing persons.
We got some, we're gonna talk about some
unsolved,
more.
Unsolved, you say?
Oklahoma things, since we did just finish the cryptid season. So stay.
Cryptid series.
The October season. Cryptids.
Yeah. Yeah, but stay tuned, guys. We got some more stuff coming down the line for you.
The November missings person.
And you got, I don't know.
The December depressing suicide.
The one, the only Alec Baldwin.
Alec Baldwin.
Oh, I forgot about this.
He speaks out after discharged prop gun kills a woman on movie set. Actor Alec Baldwin fired a prop gun that killed a woman on a movie set in New Mexico, authorities say. Helena Hutchins, 42, was flown to UNM Hospital in Albuquerque, where she was pronounced dead Thursday. The Santa Fe County Sheriff's Office identified Hutchins as the director of photography for the movie Rust. The movie's director was also injured in the shooting. The sheriff's office said he was being treated at a hospital in Santa Fe. Rust is being filmed at Bonanza Creek Ranch near Santa Fe. The movie said is set in the 1880s and follows the life of a 13-year-old boy who goes on the run with his grandfather who killed a rancher. The sheriff's office says no charges have been filed. However, the incident is under investigation. On Friday, Baldwin released a statement on Twitter expressing his condolences following the accident. There are no words to convey my shock and sadness regarding the tragic accident that took the life of Helena Hutchins, a wife, mother, and deeply admired colleague of ours. I'm fully cooperating with the police investigation to address how this tragedy occurred, and I am in touch with her husband, offering my support to him and his family. My heart is broken for her husband, their son, and all who knew and loved Helena. The New Mexico Film Office released the following statement on the incident. We, along with the entire film community in New Mexico, are saddened by the tragedy that happened on the set of Rush yesterday. We send our deepest condolences to the family of Miss Helena Hutchins, and are keeping positive thoughts for a complete recovery from Mr. Joel Souza. The safety and well-being of all cast, crew, and filmmakers in New Mexico is a top priority at all times.
Dude, this is a really weird situation that's going on here.
Are the people in charge of the props like not immediately under investigation?
Well, here's the thing. Pretty much the entire recording cast walked out earlier in the day.
They were on strike.
And because they didn't want to stop filming because they brought in a whole new crew. Like that day here's the weird thing. I'm not trying.
This could be some weird JFK shit.
Well, no, that's the thing. Is like I almost feel like the conspiracy theory part in my brain is fucking tingling with this one,
right?
Because I feel that there is some foul play here. Like
where were the live ammunition? Well, that's come
the
thing from? Is
like they found it on set. They found the live. But here's the this is just a little post that summarizes it down in very it's got humor to it, but it also. I don't want to necessarily point Alec Baldwin out to be the bad guy in this scenario, but I have some other things to say.
Okay.
So this is just a little bit of a breakdown that someone just, it was okay, kind
is
of
is Alec Baldwin the one that had like a yelling breakdown at somebody for like getting in front of him?
Yeah. Okay. He's historically known to be an asshole. And this is a Twitter post that someone else made. That's just kind of funny, but it says, learning that Alec Baldwin killed someone on set. Damn, Alec Baldwin, that fucked up. Learning the gun was handed to him by a stagehand who didn't perform industry standard safety checks. Damn, that's fucked up, stagehand. Learning the stagehand was a scab hired by cheap film producers unwilling to reach a suitable compromise with the union that adequately compensated the experience and expertise safety the industry depends upon. Damn, that's fucked up, producers. Producers made this choice to bring in this other cast.
What's a scab, by the way?
Scab is just a track, like low end, just getting into it. Don't have like a good hit working history in the film industry. It's me. Just like you're just there to work. Like it's that's me. It. Learning Alec Baldwin is the producer. That's fucked up, Alec Baldwin.
Yikes.
So,
but then what would be the purpose of him?
Not necessarily him. Say that one of the people on the cast that left out earlier in the day. They were pissed about it.
What if they loaded it?
What if they loaded it and left it there? Like, what if it was just a, like, I feel that there was, because that's the other thing.
That's a lot of anger to just put in my memory. Be like, I want someone to die.
I mean, well, they work with Alec Baldwin. He's probably a piece of shit.
I am probably hoping they want to, the hell want to grab
but the weird thing, like, the weird thing that is, not only did the film, the film producer, or what, it's not the film producer, the director of filming, that's the girl who died.
Mm.
But the other director, how did two people get hurt? I haven't read and I don't know. Did he fire once and it was a through and through into him? Or did he manage to squeeze off two rounds before someone?
And what I want to know is why is he aiming at people that aren't?
Yeah. Why are you even with a prop gun? Because he said, I just wanted to test the gun.
I didn't know about that.
Why are you pointing it at people?
Yeah, why are you pointing?
I didn't even think about the fact that it was like two directors.
Yeah. Like it's like, it was two people, like one guy is in the hospital, the other girl died. Like how did two people come from this? Like, because I don't know if he's pulled the trigger twice. I don't know if it was I haven't heard anything about that.
Maybe it just like,
no, it was a revolver. It was a revolver.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's so many unanswered questions that I have, but there's also like, and that's the thing. That's why my brain is like something fucky is afoot.
If you're testing it, why are you aiming it at people?
Yeah.
Secondly, why are you aiming it at people that aren't even in the movie?
Yeah, like it was weird. It's weird, man. It's weird.
Like I could see like an accident being, he fired a gun and shot, or the prop gun had live ammunition and shot a cast member of the movie. That I could understand because that you're doing a scene. Mm-hmm. But if you're testing,
how Brandon Lee died.
Yeah. But if you're testing it, why are you aiming it at people at all? Like you should be aiming.
Yeah, if you don't know that the gun is real and loaded, you definitely should.
Regardless, just
point it down.
Point it down.
You don't point the killing end of a gun at anybody.
Yeah,
unless you have the intention to kill them.
Exactly,
real or fake. So yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot with this that I really, I mean, I'm interested to see what, if anything, comes of it.
Yeah.
But, dude, like, it's just crazy that that's how it happened. Like, you have an entire stage crew that walks off set. You bring in a scab stage crew, and this is what happens.
Yeah.
It just happens to hand you a live gun that you point at two directors.
Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, something's a little fishy there.
Yeah. Yeah. It's weird. It's been bubbling. Because at first I thought they were in. I guess I misread where they were recording. And I assumed that they were in California recording just because everyone records. And I was like, wait a minute. You're not allowed to have live ammunition on the set of any movie in the state of California.
No, they're in Albuquerque.
Albuquerque, baby.
They're in New Mexico, baby.
But yeah, dude, it's. It's weird.
It's almost like I want to know if there's any foul history between him and the directors. Like, if there's any, history that can be, like, searched up to see if there's any, for some reason, any kind of beef that he would, like, want to get them alone.
And obviously being the...
I'm saying that he did it on purpose.
Yeah, I'm not saying, like, I don't think that Alec... I think that, Alec Baldwin is completely ignorant of, like... I feel that he is... I mean, I think he's dumb as fuck for pointing a real or fake gun at people's face that could be low. Because I mean, if it's got blanks in it,
it's a real gun.
Well, I mean, saying even with blanks in a real gun, and
blanks you shoot that at somebody,
you could decompress enough to puncture a hole in your face and kill you. So that is where I mean, he fucked up there. Don't get me wrong, he fucked up.
Oh yeah,
but I don't think he is the main fuck up in the situation.
No, something else was afoot.
Well, yeah,
I think even if you're holding a real gun with blanks pointing at somebody, especially not while you're filming, I'm pretty sure that's a crime. Pretty sure that might be a federal crime to point a real gun at someone,
regardless of blanks or not.
Yeah,
but there's so many semantics that could be argued with that part there. But
especially in acting,
in recording, and I mean,
but everyone's gone. Like there's no acting going on at the time.
He was still on the set.
If I take an empty revolver that you can clearly see there's no ammo, I'm just taking a revolver and I'm just pointing it at your face.
You're not on a film set, though.
A film set's a little different.
Yeah.
I think it's normally test the prop weapons.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's normally pointed at people.
And pull the trigger.
So there is some weird shit, and I would like to know the answers to it. And I hope
as
we get
a responsible podcaster, I will look for updates.
Okay. Cool. But like I said, I didn't want to... Cause this has been on my brain since we briefly discussed it Saturday. Yeah. You said, I'm going to talk about it. And I was like, okay, we can't talk about it. But,
it's the hard part of podcasting.
Exactly. Anytime we hang out, we just sit in silence because we can't talk to each other. All of this is for you.
We save it for you guys.
it's weird. And it's just,
it's definitely a bizarre scenario.
2021, baby. What a time to be alive.
They've been saying all these, 2020 will be better. Oh, 2021 will be better. Nah,
It's like William Shatner's wife dying when she drowned.
When she drowned.
In their home swimming pool.
Yeah.
I'm sure that happens more often than you think it does.
Swimming pool accidents happen quite regularly, and they're life ruining. Not only life ending, but life ruining at times.
I think home pool accidents is just they're very.
I'm trying to remember because this one was weird. And what was the one of the dude that pushed that didn't I just shouldn't say push that their wife conveniently fell off the side of a boat on a private yacht.
No, I mean that shit happens because they got money.
But then they got no the one with William Shatner. The thing that was weird is he got her cremated the very next day.
That is a bit strange.
Like she drowned in the pool, and the very next day he had her cremated.
Hmm.
That was what the strange part was. I was like, that's weird.
Yeah, but I mean, people handle grief differently.
I'm not going to say that William Shatner did something wrong, but it sounds a little hokey.
It's a bit hokey. Sounds a little.
But weird. He also has a lot of money, so he could get it done quickly.
Yeah,
and
I think that's the convenient part of it is he has the money to get it done quickly. He
doesn't have to worry about it. Just
maybe he was just ready to It happened.
I think he was ready before it happened, in my personal opinion.
Maybe they had the plan like long before, and they like talked about it.
Babe,
and so, like,
I'm
going to
drown you in
up.
Our swimming pool and then immediately set you on fire.
She experienced two of the main elements of life, water and fire.
And earth, because she becomes earth. Comes ash.
Ash is not earth.
I mean, close enough.
Dirt is earth. Ash is not.
You're looking into it? I didn't pull it up. I literally Googled William Shatner. I was like, I probably need to type the rest of this.
Yeah. He's been married like 4 times, and I don't know which wife did die. So that's a lot.
I just Googled William Shatner dead wife.
I didn't see. Here's the thing.
There might be multiple of those too.
I gotta add dead in there, and I just don't want to. I'll read about it later. But yeah.
Yeah, she drowned while swimming alone Monday, August 11th.
Alone, yeah. She was alone. So how was that fishy?
Was it Nareen Kidd? Was that the one?
Autopsy report. Wait, so I guess they did do an autopsy before she got cremated. The autopsy report said she had bruises on her face and 2 cracked neck vertebrae.
She probably hit. I mean,
so she might have.
Saying that she probably hit the bottom of the.
Yeah, thing. She probably dove in and hit the bottom.
Like I said, there's a.
And that's why they made the rule that if it's under 6, you can't have a diving board under 6 feet.
And she was naked.
I think it's.
She could have just dove headfirst into the shallow end and that'd been it. Like
on the bottom of the pool. That's weird.
I mean,
well, yeah, when you drown, you'd go to the bottom. Your body fills with water.
Because
I guess it takes a while for the gases to make you buoyant.
Yeah. But no, like, so there's a house on Highway 20, like before Keatonville Hill.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I've told this story before, but I don't know. So, you know where Casey's is?
Mm-hmm.
Just like less than a mile up the road on the left-hand side, there's a big 3-story house. And the driveway like goes way back in there. But it's all overgrown right now and no one lives in that house. The reason is that house was built by MLB pitcher. There's a guy from around here who went to play in the league. And he built that house cause he wanted to have a house back in Claremore or in this area. I can't remember exactly who it was, but, it was like his second year in the league. He goes to jump into a pool in the shallow end, hits his head, breaks his neck, and is now paralyzed from the neck down. Just like,
God, that'd be terrifying, like being paralyzed and now you're still in the pool.
Yeah. Like that's the thing is like you're totally cognitive.
You can't move.
It's just you're like
you just have to hope that eventually someone's just like, oh, he's still down there.
And that's the thing is that's how easy.
By the way, I want to apologize to William Shatner because I just read up that his wife was also a pretty bad alcoholic. And that's probably why she was naked in a pool with a broken neck.
Yeah. Don't be accusing people, man.
I will say, shame on me because I said that completely off of hearsay from what I heard from someone else. I didn't look it up myself.
Take down the great William Shatner.
The great William Shatner.
I have heard he's an
Speaking
asshole,
of William Shatner, isn't Billy he going Shat. Up to the like space?
Is he?
I could have sworn I heard a story.
Isn't that where he started?
Yeah, he was on Star Trek.
He was on Star Trek.
He was a rocket man.
But I'm pretty sure I heard that he was like, he's going to be the oldest man going up. Into space.
Oldest man. How old is he?
He's up there. You think he's like in his 70s.
How old is Paul McCartney?
He's up there.
He's like probably like 89 or something.
It's a picture. There's a fake picture of William Shatner and Jeff Bezos wearing matching space jackets.
I could have sworn I heard a story.
In matching space jacket is altered. Not proof of hoax.
He's 79, by the way. Paul McCartney.
It says he went on the Blue Origin. So maybe he did. Real space trip. I guess he did. He went up on Blue Origin with fucking.
Yeah, he sure did.
William Shatner. 90 years old.
Yeah, and he went up to space. Oldest man in space.
There you go.
Are these current pictures of him? God, what kind of baby blood is he drinking?
That Only man looks, the best baby blood.
I mean, look at him. He looks great.
He's not bad.
That's 90 years old.
That's Hollywood money for you.
Oh, my God, though. This one ring light, this light, this thing does not, do any kind of brightness correction.
Gotta love it.
I mean, he's probably stoned. That's probably why his eyes were so red.
But yeah, William Shatner up in space. He did it.
Billy Shat.
Anyways, thanks for tuning in, guys.
Thanks, guys. One whole year, baby.
William Shatner's not a murderer.
Stick around.
Here's for another one.
Here's to another 10.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Or more.
Hopefully we'll get new cast by then. It won't be me. I won't be.
We'll be the directors.
And then we get shot in the face.
42.
Yeah, we'll get Alec Baldwin in here.
I hope we've graduated on to better and bigger podcasts by 42.
Yeah.
Putting all our eggs in this next
Speaking
one.
Speaking of, we got something cooking for you guys.
Yeah, not only do we have more segments for this, but we've got another little pod cooking in the oven, boys and girls. Ladies and gents.
For you guys.
I mean, we're fucking stoked about it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know about you. But we are. So that's really all that matters.
You're not.
We have fun.
We are.
Yeah. But, you know, so it goes.
So
I'm psyched.
Follow us on all the social medias, Absurdity69.
Nice.
Subscribe on YouTube if you want to watch Absurd Entertainment. It's of course, please,
till
please,
we decide
please,
we don't
please
be
hit
on
that Patreon, anymore. Absurdity Pod.
Yeah.
Just $1 a month gets you off the rails every other week.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll, the more we get, the more people we get subscribing, the more we'll try to cook up some ideas to
so we've got
give
some,
you guys special content on there.
We've got some art, thinking about some stickers, thinking about something. So yeah, we got some things that we can get to you guys. Just all I need, we just need people in the door.
We need
give us that foot in the door.
We need
and
funding
we'll be there for you.
We need funding.
And eventually we can grow an absurd weed and sell it to the people of Oklahoma.
I mean, I could just call the weed that I just grew absurd weed and all the hash that I made of it and smoked it, but it only went to one person. So,
and then we can make our own beer called Absurdaholics.
Absurdaholics.
Anyways.
Yeah, stop.
Anyways, toodaloo.
Toodles.
Bye.